What about a word like peckerwood?
Oh, these all them redhead peckerwoods.
You mean the bird?
He's a redhead peckerwood bird.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that word used to refer to a white person? Just say he's an old peckerwood?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Would that be considered a joking or insulting?
Well, they joke themselves like that. I've heard them joke themselves like that. Did you see? They joke themselves like that.
Oh, you mean white people call each other that?
Call
them that. Okay. Have you ever heard the word redneck used?
Oh, yeah, they call them redneck, roughnecks. Yeah.
Would redneck be a word that a black person might use?
Talking about whites.
Okay. What about a child that's born to racially mixed parents, one black and one white? Mm-hmm. What have you heard people call him?
I've heard
of
them being like
a
mixed race, all I know.
I see. You ever heard people use the word mulatto?
Oh, you mean country? Yeah, mulatto folks. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about a working class, talking about a working class black man, what would he call the man he works for? He'd say, that's my
boss.
Okay. Would it be the same for a working class white man? He would say, that's my
this is boss too.
Boss too. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, sometimes when people who live way out in the country come into town, maybe on Saturdays to do business, sometimes the people who live in town will poke fun at them because of the way they look or the way they talk. Have you heard the town folks call those people? Say, look at him, he's just an old...
country. You go country hoochie.
Right.
If he's white, they call him a country hoochie.
Yes, ma'am.
And if he's black, they just call him a black negro.
I see.
But they country, they don't know nothing.
Right. Okay. All right, what about this expression? Say if you're at a party and it's not quite midnight, but you look at your watch and you might say, well, you better be getting home. It's midnight.
Almost midnight.
Right. Okay. If I was trying to walk in the wintertime on the sidewalk and the sidewalk had ice on it, I might say, well, I managed to keep my balance somehow, but I fell down. But a few times I fell down.
On the ice.
Didn't actually fall down, but I...
stumbled.
Right. Almost. Almost fell down.
Stumbled. That's almost falling down.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Say if somebody's waiting for you to get ready so that y'all can go somewhere, and he calls out to you, well, aren't you ready yet? You might tell him, well, I'll be with you in...
a few minutes.
Or just...
a little while.
Okay. Or just a minute.
Just a minute.
Sure, okay. And if you want to know the distance to some place, you might stop and ask somebody, well, how is it?
How far is it?
Okay. And if you're talking about how many times you do something, like go to town to go shopping, somebody might ask you, well, how do you go to town?
How did I go?
Or if he wants to know how many times, he'd ask you, well, how?
How many times you go to town?
Okay, or how often?
How often do you go?
Right, okay. Say, if a friend says something like, well, I don't think I'm going to vote for Carter next time. And if you agree with him, you might say, well, am I?
Neither am I.
Beg your pardon?
Neither am I.
Okay. I want to ask you about the names of a few parts of the body. You know that part of your head above your eyes where you might put your hand when you're tired?
The forehead.
Right. And you go to the barber and ask him to cut your